Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
You have no idea of the future I have planned for us. You, me, and Damon.
Our love for Catherine wasn't real, Damon.
Catherine never compelled me. I knew everything was real for me.
I'm gonna bring her back.
Tell me how to get in the tomb.
The grimoire.
Where is it?
Check the journal. Jonathan Gilbert's.
Can I borrow your ancestor's journal?
I gave it to my history teacher.
Alaric Saltzman.
Damon.
So the grimoire. It was Emily's, right? That's what you need to reverse the spell.
I'll help you.
Okay.
I told Damon that I'd help him get Catherine back, but it was a lie. I can't let him do it.
Then don't, and I'll help you, whatever it takes.
Mystic Falls, 1864. Night. A horse-drawn carriage trundles down a dirt road through a darkened forest. Up ahead, Catherine squats over a figure lying on the ground.
Please! Please help us!
She runs over.
My husband, he's been hurt. Please help him.
The driver runs from the carriage.
What are you doing out here in the middle of the night? It's not safe.
No, sir. It's not safe.
Catherine leaps on the passenger, burying her teeth in his neck. The driver squats by the man on the ground. He turns to look back, but Catherine and the passenger have vanished. He rises to his feet and Catherine appears in front of him. She bites into his jugular and he drops to the floor. She turns to the guy on the ground.
That's how it's done.
It's Damon. He stands up.
What happens to the bodies?
We'll take them into the woods and the other animals will finish them off.
He stares wide-eyed. Catherine tilts her head.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
He nods and smiles uncertainly.
I'm ready. I want you to turn me.
But it's time.
Her mouth is covered in blood.
Kiss me.
He takes out a handkerchief.
You should get a taste.
She goes to kiss him, but he pulls away.
Sorry.
Don't be. Soon you won't be able to get enough.
Damon gazes into her eyes. He cups the back of her head and draws her into a firm kiss. Their lips clash passionately, and he pulls back to look at her, with blood on his mouth. The Vampire Diaries. Mystic Falls, present day. Elena, the spitting image of Catherine, lies in bed with hunky Stefan. They wake and he kisses her.
Good morning.
I could get used to this.
Watching them.
Rise and shine, sleepyheads.
Damon,
what are you doing?
Please.
Oh, stop being smutty.
Seriously, get out of here.
If I see something I haven't seen before, I'll throw a dollar at it. Now listen, we have some very important business to discuss.
And it has to be right now?
Well, we have lots to do, now that we're all friends and working toward a common goal. So, in order to open the tomb, we need to find the journal to get the grimoire to undo the spells. First things first, since you are Elena Gilbert, you're on journal duty.
Since when am I helping?
Well, Stefan's helping and you've taken up residency in Stefan's bed. Ergo.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I'll look for it today.
Good.
How do we know that this journal will hold the location of a grimoire? We're really going to take the word of this vampire seem like a bit of a dimwit.
In lieu of any other options.
Okay, what exactly is a grimoire anyway?
It's a witch's cookbook.
Every spell that a witch casts is unique unto itself, so every witch would document their work.
Yeah, cookbook.
What about our mystery vampire? Dimwit, obviously, wasn't working alone, so whoever's out there knows who we are.
And I don't like that disadvantage, so chop chop. You know, I really like this whole menage a threesome team thing. It's got a bit of a kink to it. Don't screw it up.
Damon goes.
He doesn't.
Stefan gestures.
All right.
He pointed at his ear.
No, come here.
Sultry, slender Elena kisses Stefan.
We shouldn't.
She smiles and taps her ear, then pulls him into a sizzling kiss. They disappear beneath the bedsheets. The 1800s, Catherine and Damon fool around in bed together.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Make me.
Catherine rolls over and straddles Damon, baring her pointy fangs. Damon's eyes widen. He strokes her cheek and she smiles coquettishly. Damon gazes adoringly up at her.
Yes.
A beautiful black maid enters.
Excuse me, Miss Catherine. Miss Pearl is here to see you.
I'll be down soon. Please ask her to wait.
Catherine smiles.
Thank you, Emily.
Emily leaves. Catherine looks at Damon.
One's over.
Oh, no.
They kiss lustfully. Catherine descends stairs in a green gown with a hoop skirt.
Good to see you, Pearl. Perhaps we could talk outside. Emily, would you please tell Mr. Salvatore that I've stepped away?
Which one?
Catherine smiles wryly.
Both.
Catherine and Pearl go out into the garden where they walk side by side.
How long do you plan on staying with the Salvatores? People talk, Catherine. You carrying on with both brothers doesn't help the situation.
The Salvatores have been kind to take me in. As far as everyone here knows, I'm a poor orphan girl from Atlanta. Lost her family in the fires.
Match you lit, no doubt. Honey, please be careful.
Pearl's daughter has wandered off. It's Anna.
Honoria Fell came by the apothecary yesterday with a case of this elixir. She asked that it be sold at a reduced rate.
I don't follow. Try it.
Catherine pours some on her wrist and winces in pain.
What in hell?
Vervain.
Why is there...
Catherine frowns.
They know.
They're trying to find us, and they're getting crafty about it.
The townspeople ingesting vervain, well, that's inconvenient.
It might be time for us to move on again.
No. I like it here. I'm not interested in leaving just yet. Can we go, Mama?
Catherine hides the elixir behind her back.
Is something wrong?
The present.
Hey, it's me again, Anna. Soccer chick and foosball champion. I'll be at the grill later, if you want. You know, a rematch or whatever.
Anna hangs up.
Who are you calling?
Jeremy Gilbert.
Ben frowns.
You're not, like, into him, are you?
I need him for something. Get over it.
Sunlight.
Damn it.
Dude, you gotta stop doing that.
I know, I keep forgetting.
You're new. You'll get it.
You found the Gilbert Journal?
That look like the Gilbert Journal?
Well, it's old and musty. I mean, how am I supposed to know the difference?
I don't know, I figured maybe, just maybe, you've been paying a little bit of attention since we met.
Now, you don't have to talk down to me. I'm not stupid.
She hands him a bottle of blood.
Here. Drink. I don't want you getting itchy around the witch. She can sense if you're weak.
He takes a sip and looks at the bottle.
When can we go hunting again? This tastes old. I want fresh blood.
When we get that tomb open, you can kill anyone you want. For now, just stay focused on Bonnie while I try to get the journal back from Jeremy's teacher.
Why did you choose me?
I needed someone in a position to be my eyes and ears. Small-town bartender fit the bill.
There are plenty of bartenders to choose from. Why me?
You were sad, Ben. You lacked purpose. You needed me.
Elena and Stefan. Elena's going through a box.
Do you think Damon really believes us? That we're both trying to help him?
I don't think Damon knows what to believe. Trust isn't something that comes naturally to him.
You know, I really think that Damon believes that everything he's done, every move that he's made, he's done for love. It's twisted, but kind of sad.
There are other ways to get what you want. You don't have to kill people. Damon has no regard for human life. He enjoys inflicting pain on others. For 145 years, every single time that I have let my guard down and let Damon back into my life, he's done something to make me regret that. I'm not gonna make that mistake again.
So what do you think will happen if the tomb gets opened and Damon gets Catherine back?
I think that no matter what Damon promises, a lot of people will die.
Elena takes a deep breath and drops her gaze. She picks up an old black and white photograph of a bearded man in a hat and bow tie.
It's Jonathan Gilbert.
She opens a wooden box to reveal a strange item resembling a belt.
What's this?
Stefan frowns. Jeremy enters.
What are you guys doing?
Hey, just, going through some stuff, feeling sentimental. Dad had this old family journal from years ago. I thought I'd dig it up.
Jonathan Gilbert's journal?
Yeah, what do you know about it?
I just did a history report on it.
Oh, so where is it now?
I gave it to Mr. Saltzman. He wanted to see it.
At the school, Mr. Saltzman reads the journal.
I met Barnett and Giuseppe this evening. I saw the skepticism in their eyes when I showed them the compass.
And we're supposed to believe that can track one of them. What is it, magic?
It's science.
I'll believe it when I see it. I've been thinking about this church idea. I believe it could work.
Stefan enters.
Excuse me, Father. I didn't know you had guests.
We'll be done in a few minutes, son.
I'll come back. Forgive me, Mr. Gilbert, Mr. Lockwood.
Stefan leaves the room.
Have you told them?
Not yet.
Giuseppe, we need all the men we can get.
I'll tell them. You can count on both my boys.
Present day. In a darkened staff room at the school, Mr. Saltzman photocopies pages of the journal. He takes the copies to a locker. A female figure steps into a school corridor. Saltzman closes the locker. Carrying the journal, he steps out through double doors into a corridor serving the classrooms. He proceeds calmly along the corridor wearing a hooded zip-up jacket and jeans. He enters a classroom illuminated by an angle-poise lamp on a desk. He tosses the book down and sits. He starts to go through documents on the desk. As he does so, a figure drifts by the classroom door. He looks up, but the figure has gone.
Hello?
He leans back in his chair and stares out through the doorway. Rising from his seat, he walks out into the corridor.
Hello?
Hiding from him behind a row of lockers is Anna. He looks left and right.
Someone there?
He turns in the other direction and Anna whooshes out from her hiding place at superhuman speed, disappearing into the classroom while his back is turned. Saltzman goes back to the staff room and takes a rucksack from his locker. He opens the bag and takes out a homemade gun that shoots wooden stakes. Saltzman slots one into the barrel and prowls back to the classroom. He sees Stefan and fires. Stefan casually catches the stake. The two men lock eyes.
Shouldn't have done that.
He pushes Saltzman into some classroom tables.
Have a seat.
Stefan points and Saltzman obliges. Stefan examines the gun.
What is this, compressed air? Did you make it yourself? Who are you?
He recoils.
I'm not gonna hurt you. Unless you try that again.
Stefan holds out the gun and Saltzman takes it. Stefan grabs himself a seat.
Now, who are you?
I'm a teacher.
We're gonna have to do this the hard way?
I'm also a historian. And while researching Virginia, I made a few discoveries about your town.
So you show up like Van Helsing. Come on. Tell me the truth.
My wife was a parapsychologist. She spent her life researching paranormal activity in this area. It was her work that led me here.
Where's your wife?
Dead. Vampire killed her.
Where's the Gilbert Journal?
What do you want with it?
Where's it?
It's on my desk.
No, it's not.
Saltzman glances over at his desk. The book is gone.
It was on my desk.
Ben's watching TV as Anna reads the journal.
Anything?
Not yet. Just a lot of gibberish. Some people just shouldn't journal.
I thought this Gilbert was the brains.
She looks at him.
Don't you have a date?
Yep. Wish me luck.
He goes to kiss her, but she stops him and keeps reading. In the apothecary.
I saw her again today. The most beautiful woman in town, with a name just as pretty, Pearl.
Have you thought any more about what I've said? We'll leave soon, Pearl, I promise. I need to take care of a few things first. You're going to turn both of them, aren't you?
Catherine smiles.
Catherine, please, be careful. We'll all be safe, I promise. Mr. Gilbert's coming. Quick, your cheeks. Perfectly rosy.
Miss Pearl, may I have a moment?
Yes, Mr. Gilbert. I'm still waiting for you to explain that comet in the sky.
Pearl leaves with dashing Mr. Gilbert to Pearl's daughter.
Your mother has an admirer.
The Salvators walk together.
As descendants of the founding families, they will want to know that they can count on you.
Well, of course they can. Is there any doubt?
I'm not sure your brother Damon understands the importance of duty.
Damon left the Confederacy on principle. It's his choice and should be respected.
He'll forgive me if I have trouble respecting a deserter.
Well, I never asked for your respect.
Good for you, Damon, because all I have is disappointment.
Damon glowers at his father, Giuseppe. Stefan.
You said the town is in trouble?
There's been too many deaths. It is time for us to fight back. Stop these killers.
Killers? What are you talking about?
We live amongst demons.
You're being cryptic now, Father. Why don't you just say the word?
Vampires. They exist. And they live amongst us. But we have a plan to kill them.
Damon glares.
And you're going to help us.
Present day. Aunt Jenna drinks wine as Damon prepares food.
My father never approved of anyone I dated. Which only made me want them more, of course.
He smiles.
What about you?
There were a few guys. Logan isn't the only loser I've dated.
They ever find him? Is he still missing?
He's not missing. He's in the Bahamas working on his tan. Very entitled, that one. Marches to his own drum.
She necks her wine.
He's a fell. They're all snooty.
Damon tops up her glass, and they share a smile.
Hello, Elena.
Elena enters.
Hey, where have you been? We're cooking dinner.
Stefan with you?
He'll be here soon.
At the school.
How long have you been aware of me?
I learned just recently.
What about your brother?
You met Damon.
Who do you think killed my wife?
You certain it was Damon?
I witnessed it.
If you're here for revenge, this is gonna end very badly for you.
I just want to find out what happened to my wife.
I thought you just said that Damon.
I saw him draining the life out of her. He must have heard me coming and just disappeared. So did her body. They never found her.
Stefan purses his lips and stares off in thought.
Damon can never know why you're here. He'll kill you without blinking.
I can take care of myself.
No, you can't. I can help you. If you let me.
At the house, Damon purposely collides with Elena, who's carrying plates.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Do what?
You know what? That move was deliberate.
Well, yeah, I was deliberately trying to get to the sink. Speaking of Stefan, where is he? He's missing family night, which I am enjoying immensely.
Elena smiles. Damon turns back to the sink.
Is it real?
Is what real?
This renewed sense of brotherhood.
He tries sauce from a wooden spoon.
I trust him?
She nods.
Yes, you can trust him.
She turns away to set the table. Damon whizzes up beside her and she turns to face him.
Can I trust him?
I'm wearing vervain, Damon. It's not gonna work.
I'm not compelling you. I just want you to answer me.
He stands close.
Honestly.
She looks down, then meets his gaze.
Of course you can.
The 1800s. Catherine is playing croquet with Giuseppe.
You can trust me, Mr. Salvatore. I would never cheat.
She knocks the ball through one of the croquet hoops and smiles. Stefan and Damon approach nearby.
I'm losing over here. Again.
She's good. I almost believe she genuinely likes him.
Perhaps she does.
She knows Father would have her killed if he knew the truth.
They watch from a short distance.
Not if we talked to him, explained how we feel. He could help us keep her safe.
You going mad? I don't know, Father would drive a stake in her himself.
That's not true. We can trust
no,
him.
No, not with this. Oh, please promise me you won't tell him, Stefan.
Damon puts a hand on his brother's shoulder. Stefan hangs his head, then glances over at Catherine, who looks a little concerned. Stefan turns to Damon.
I promise.
The present. Damon and Elena are still preparing the table for dinner.
There was a time that I trusted him more than anyone.
Trust breeds trust. We have to give it to get it.
Are you lecturing me?
Do you need to be lectured?
I just want her back. I'm sure you can understand that.
I can understand that you would do anything for her, yes.
Then you understand what I will do if anyone gets in my way.
Damon strolls off, leaving Elena looking troubled. Later, Damon sits next to Jeremy on the sofa as they play video games.
You said you never played this thing before.
I'm a fast learner. Quick reflexes.
Jeremy looks at his mobile phone, then puts it aside and carries on playing.
Who are you dodging?
This girl, Anna. She can be, persistent.
Is she hot?
Yeah, but she can be weird.
Hot trumps weird. Trust me.
He is ridiculously hot.
Damon can hear them.
He's an ass.
He rolls his eyes.
What are you doing with all this stuff?
I thought there might be something about my birth parents.
Have you told Jeremy?
I will.
When the time is right. That's Stefan.
Damon gets up.
Dude.
He opens the door to Stefan and flashes a smile. Stefan looks wary and somewhat puzzled.
Well?
At the Mystic Grill.
Admit it. I can't sing.
No, you were great.
Come on, I totally trashed a Metallica song.
Well, first mistake, Metallica karaoke.
Well, at least I committed.
The woman with the tattoos loved you.
Yeah, well, next time I'm gonna throw out my Pearl Jam.
Next time?
Yeah.
Bonnie beams.
So, what are your friends up to tonight?
They're all doing their own thing. Caroline's at her dad's. Elena's with her boyfriend.
Elena Gilbert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you guys used to hang out.
She's my best friend.
And my friends, they all moved away after graduation, and I didn't, so we just kind of drifted apart.
Yeah. Elena and I are bonded for life. I can't imagine it any other way.
That tight, huh?
She's my sister. I mean, I'd die for her.
Damon, Elena, and Stefan stand outside the house.
Who took it?
I don't know.
You know what? It's that teacher. There's something really off about him.
No, he doesn't know anything. Somebody got to it right before me.
Who else knew it was there?
Damon looks in at Jeremy, who's playing video games.
No. Damon, leave him out of it.
Why? What's the big deal?
Damon.
So, I heard you found a really cool journal from back in the day. Who else did you show it to?
Huh?
Don't ask questions, just spill.
You're kidding me, right?
Jared, did you tell anyone other than Mr. Saltzman about Jonathan Gilbert's journal?
Why is everybody so obsessed with that thing?
Who else did you tell?
Just that girl, Anna.
The hot, weird one?
Yeah. Wait, who's Anna?
That's what I want to find out.
How do you know her?
I just know her. She wants me to meet her at the grill tonight.
Perfect. I'll drive.
Come on.
Okay.
On the phone.
Okay, I'm alone. Give me all the deets, Bonnie. I'm dying. It's going great. He's a perfect gentleman.
A gentleman, huh?
I know. Boring, huh? Just want to grab him and lay one on him.
So why don't you?
Because I'm a chicken.
You're a powerful witch goddess. Come on, seize the day, Broomhilda.
Okay, I'm going to text you later with more details.
You better.
She hangs up. Stefan strolls through.
Where's Damon?
He left to track down Jeremy's friend Anna, see if there was anything there.
Aren't you going to go with him? If he gets the journal before we do, then...
Doesn't matter.
What is that?
It's a copy of it.
How did you get it?
Well, Mr. Saltzman made a copy and was kind enough to loan it to me.
He did?
Not exactly, but I got it.
Beaming, Anna meets Jeremy at the Mystic Grill.
You just couldn't live without me, huh?
Well, I kind of miss my daily dose of cute stalker chick.
Funny.
Let's play.
As Damon watches them from across the bar, his mouth falls open. The 1800s. Rain pours down on a horse-drawn carriage as it passes the apothecary. Inside...
The sheriff was here earlier. He bought large volumes of the vervain elixir.
Did he try to put his hands on you again?
Doesn't he always?
She's saving herself for Jonathan Gilbert.
I am beyond saving. We know that.
Damon.
How can you be so calm? They're getting closer to you every day.
We're the respectable ladies of Mystic Falls. Thanks to Emily, we walk the streets in daylight. No one will ever suspect us.
Not unless a human tells them.
Frowning.
Sooner die.
And soon enough, you will.
Catherine kisses him on the lips.
Mrs. Fell is approaching.
Anna comes in from the porch.
Thank you, Annabelle.
Damon watches as Pearl and Anna hug. The present. Damon stares at Anna playing foosball with Jeremy, her elegant oriental features unchanged.
Here's a reference that he wrote about Emily.
The Fell family believed it should be I, not them, who protected the witch's spellbook. But I feared she would haunt me from the hereafter. They mocked my fear, but it was Giuseppe Salvatore who...
She knits her brow.
Is that your father?
Yeah.
He takes the photocopied journal and reads.
It was Giuseppe Salvatore who removed my fear. He told me he would protect the secret of the spellbook. He said he would carry it to his grave.
A flashback. Giuseppe sits in an armchair writing in a book. He looks up to see Stefan.
Stefan, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Did I interrupt your writing?
These are the dull musings of my troubled mind.
A great mind.
Still, I will carry the real secrets with me.
To your grave.
And a full grave it will be.
Stefan smiles. His father gestures for him to sit down. Dressed smartly in a shirt and waistcoat, Stefan enters his father's study and sits down in an armchair.
Now, speaking of troubled minds, what's on yours?
I have concerns about your plan for the vampires.
And why is that?
We are making the assumption that all vampires are as evil as they've been characterized, but what if that's not true?
Do you have any evidence to the contrary? Do you know of any vampires?
No. No, of course not. But are we to take what others say at face value? You always taught us so differently.
Giuseppe stands up.
Stefan, these creatures are of the darkest parts of hell. They have the ability to control your mind, seduce your spirit. They are deadly, and they must be destroyed. Those who stand with them, those who bring shame to their families, will be destroyed as well.
He hands his son a glass of whiskey. They clink glasses and drink. In the present, Stefan is heavy-browed and thoughtful.
I know where it is.
Anna unlocks her door and goes inside. Damon springs out on her. He pins her to a wall with a hand around her throat. She throttles him too.
Okay, right here, okay.
They both let go.
Damn. You're strong for a little thing.
I was wondering how long it would take you to find me.
At Giuseppe's grave.
Why isn't your father buried in your family's tomb?
It wasn't built until well after he died.
And you're sure the Grimoire's in there with him?
Sure as I can be.
Great.
Holding shovels.
Elena, I can do this on my own.
And I said I would do whatever I can to help.
I know, and I appreciate that, but...
This town is my home, Stefan. My friends and family are here. You're here. I don't want that tomb opened any more than you do.
Stefan considers. Illuminated by two flaming torches driven into the ground nearby, Stefan nods and hands Elena a shovel. They stand facing each other on opposite sides of the grave. Stefan takes a deep breath.
I'm sorry that you have to do this.
A flashback.
What is that?
A gift.
From Damon?
From Emily, actually. And when will you stop worrying about Damon?
I want you all to myself.
Just as he wants me, but I'm the one who gets to make all the rules.
And why is that?
Because I'm spoiled.
Yes, you are.
And selfish. Mm.
She straddles him.
Because I can do this. And this.
She kisses his bare chest and he allows his head to loll back on the bed. She brushes her lips against his. She opens her mouth wide to reveal her pointed fangs, which she then sinks into his neck. She pulls away, suddenly choking, her mouth bloody.
What?
Vervain.
What?
She falls backwards off the bed. Stefan sits up in shock.
Catherine!
Giuseppe bursts in.
Go get the sheriff. Tell him we have a vampire.
What? No!
Do as I say, son. Nothing that you feel for her is real. She's a vampire, Stefan! A monster! I fed you vervain hoping that it would expose her.
How did you know?
Your sympathy for their plight. I didn't raise my sons to be so weak. The sheriff, now. Go, quickly! Now, son!
Stefan grabs his shirt and hares out of the door. Present day. Stefan and Elena dig feverishly at Giuseppe's grave. Damon and Anna.
How long have you been here?
I arrived around 5:30, Comet. Watching you screw up every chance you had to open that tomb.
How'd you know about the spell?
I didn't say much back then, which means I heard everything.
So if you've been here the whole time, then why are we just crossing paths right now?
I like to use others to do my dirty work.
Damon frowns.
Like Logan Fell?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, by the way. Little bastard shot me.
Logan was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We slipped him some blood when he started getting all poser slayer with that compass. I needed his family's journal. I couldn't let him die.
What'd you want with the Fell journal?
I thought it contained the location of the witch's spell book. I was wrong. According to her journal, Honoria gave the grimoire to Jonathan Gilbert. And according to this...
She picks up the Gilbert journal.
He gave it to your father. So now you're gonna help me find it.
Why would I help you?
Because you and I both want that tomb open.
Damon stares at her. She opens the dusty old journal to a specific page and hands it to him. Anna's eyes rove as Damon reads from the book. He cracks a smile. He quickly wraps the book with string trailing from the cover.
Sorry. I work alone.
He leaves. At the Mystic Grill.
Well, the check's paid. I'm all yours tonight. What do you want to do?
This.
Bonnie kisses him, then pulls back, suddenly troubled.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Sorry. I just should have waited till the end of the night to do that.
I didn't mind.
I'm starting to get tired.
You want to go?
I was going to say, let's have some more coffee. Get a caffeine buzz and, I don't know, go out and do something crazy.
Like what?
Like anything.
Okay.
I'm going to run to the restroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Bonnie takes off her jacket and puts it on the back of a chair. She glances back at Ben as she heads towards the restrooms. He sits down with his back to her, and she veers left towards some doors. As she turns her head forwards, Ben appears in front of her with a malevolent scowl and his fangs showing. He grabs her and drags her through double doors. Stefan stands deep in his father's grave, digging.
What?
Not many girls can say they've done this.
Stefan drives his shovel into the earth. He looks up at Elena, who stands at the graveside shining a flashlight down at the soil. Stefan scrapes at the soil with the shovel, which he then casts aside. Elena stoops down as Stefan sweeps the dirt from the coffin lid with his bare hands. She stands again with a little gasp as Stefan lifts the lid.
Is that it?
He opens the coffin to reveal his father's skeleton and a hefty leather-bound tome. It's the grimoire. He removes the book and closes the coffin lid. They share a look and Stefan rests the book on the ground beside the grave. It's wrapped up and bound with twine. He tears it open as Elena watches. Stefan leafs through its age-old pages by the light of Elena's torch.
Well, what do you know?
Elena turns quickly. It's Damon.
This is an interesting turn of events.
I can't let you bring her back. I'm sorry.
So am I. For thinking for even a second I could trust you.
You are not capable of trust. The fact that you're here means that you read the journal and you were planning on doing this yourself.
Of course I was going to do it by myself, because the only one I can count on is me. You made sure of that many years ago, Stefan.
Stefan is unblinking. Damon looks at Elena.
But you...
Elena gazes back at Damon as he takes a step forward.
You had me fooled.
Damon knits his brow and presses his lips together tightly. Elena drops her gaze. Damon glares at Stefan.
So what are you going to do now? Because if you try and destroy that, I'll rip her heart out.
You won't kill her.
Damon nods defiantly, then hurtles over to Elena, swiftly grabbing her from behind.
I can do one better.
Damon bites his own wrist and forces it into Elena's mouth.
Give me the book, Stefan. Or I'm snapping her neck, and you and I will have a vampire girlfriend. Let her go first.
He pulls his wrist away.
The book. I'm not going to give this to you. Until she is standing next to me.
The problem is I no longer trust that you'll give it back.
You just did the one thing that ensures that I will.
Damon has one arm clamped around Elena's neck. He nods. Stefan holds the grimoire out in front of him, Holding Damon's gaze, he drops the book on the ground. Damon glances at Elena. An anxious-looking Stefan offers his hand. Damon takes his arm from around Elena's neck, and trembling, she steps towards Stefan. He puts his arms around her. Stefan and Elena hurry off. Damon grabs the book from the ground and looks down into his father's grave. A flashback, a search party at night.
I'll make sure the two of you stick together! Go check those woods over there!
Yes, we're here tonight!
Jonathan Gilbert leads the mob with the vampire compass. Giuseppe watches as a man uses the belt-like device Elena found in the box to gag an unconscious Catherine. It's a muzzle. Damon.
No! Don't take her!
Do you know what they'll do to you? If you're branded a sympathizer, you'll be killed along with them!
Then let me be killed!
The present. Damon steps away from his father's grave and wanders off through the forest. At the house, Stefan stands deep in thought as Elena rummages around in a drawer under the sink.
Aspirin must be downstairs. Is my head supposed to hurt like this?
No, you'll be fine.
It was just a small amount of blood. It should pass out of your system by tomorrow.
She goes over to Stefan.
Are you okay?
Damon was right. This is my fault.
The 1800s. Catherine is carried out of the house by two men. She struggles as she comes to. Stefan stops Damon from following.
Damon, stop. I'll help you.
We'll get her back.
Help me. Don't you think that you've done enough? You promised you wouldn't tell him.
I didn't think this would happen.
Catherine is put in a prison wagon with a barred window and taken away. Damon scowls at Stefan.
You did this. This is your fault.
Damon turns and runs.
I put my faith in my father, but Damon put his faith in me, and I destroyed that. This is my fault.
We didn't do anything wrong. Don't forget that.
Elena winces in pain.
I'm gonna get you that aspirin.
Stefan kisses Elena's forehead and leaves the room. Elena lies down on her bed. Stefan goes downstairs and sees Jenna in the kitchen. She smiles at him.
You know you're not staying the night, right?
We're just gonna hang out for a little while.
You're lucky. I like you. Keep the door open.
You got it. Hey, do you have any aspirin?
Yeah.
Jeremy enters.
Oh, hey, Stefan.
Jeremy looks baffled.
Where'd she go?
She went to the bathroom.
Where'd who go?
He has a friend over.
Anna.
Stefan frowns. A flashback. Anna and her mother, Pearl, watch as the prison wagon draws away.
What's happening? Get Emily and stay hidden. I'll get us out of here.
Anna runs off and Pearl hurries over to a horse tied to a wooden rail. Jonathan Gilbert runs over with a broad grin.
Jonathan!
You see all this? The town's gone mad rounding up the demons.
Pearl looks terrified. The needle of the compass he's holding spins and twitches, then points at Pearl. He glances down at it, then lifts his gaze to cast a horrified look at her.
Q?
Anna returns with Emily, who holds her back. Jonathan stares, mouth agape.
I beg you.
I've got another one over here!
Pearl runs, but a man shoots her in the back.
Your mother!
Emily puts a hand over Anna's mouth as Pearl falls flat on her face in the dirt. Jonathan races over and sits on top of Pearl. He gags her, and the man helps him drag her to her feet.
Jonathan, this way!
They drag her away.
It'll be all right. You're gonna see her again. I already know how to protect them. I'm gonna protect them.
A shocked-looking Stefan turns to see Emily comforting Anna. They spot him and back away. In the present, Stefan wears a look of realization. Jeremy and Jenna look confused as he races upstairs.
Elena!
Her room is empty. Vampire Diaries with ITFC audio description.
We've just arrived. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life.
If you've come all this way, why not try and live it a little bit and really try and get the full experience?
I might get one of these for London.
George and Larry Lamb's Parent Trip, Thursday at 9 on ITV2.